So somehow he trusted the sincerity of your heart, and it was difficult, and the food was not that good, and it was cold. I remember being up at Tham Sang Phet when we were working on the road to build this road up to this cave temple monastery where Ajahn Sumedho lived for a long time. And I was living in one of these little caves just on the ground, and it got so cold, it was winter, and I felt like it must be like 38 or 40 degrees or something, not quite freezing, and a strong wind. And we were walking down the mountain and went to this kind of remote village to get our rice and stuff for food. I was following in the last in line as the new monk with Ajahn Chah. And I had my towel under my robes because I was shivering the whole way. It was all the clothes I had in these cotton robes. And we got to the village and Ajahn Chah turned to me and said, "Cold?" You know, I mean, I was freezing. "Is it cold?" "Yeah, it's cold." And he laughed. He kind of, he said, "Well, this is as cold as it gets," he said, "so you've done it." You know, this is, and he was there with you, whether you were out sweeping the paths or whether you were suffering in the cold or whether you were sitting on the stone all night. He just sat with you and he watched. He just kind of was amused by, there you are. And you could either struggle and suffer, or there would come those moments where you would stop and you'd say, "Well, I guess this is where we are." And he'd look over and he'd smile as if, "Oh, you finally got it. You had a moment where you understand." So simple. He trusted the sincerity of the people who came. So he didn't try to make it any easier for anybody. He just allowed the natural conditions of the monastery to be the teachers for us. You know, and whether we sat up all night long, which we would do, or, you know, when you get sick, I also got quite sick a couple points. And, you know, he came at one point, I was really sick, and he said, "Well, this, what a great place to practice." He said, "I mean, you are going to die, you know, so you might as well, you'll be sick again. This isn't like the only time. You might as well learn. This is a great place." It wasn't like, "Oh, I hope you get well so you can sit up and meditate," you know, or something like that. "This is your place to practice." When it was hard, he would tease you. You know, "How are you doing? Are you angry? Are you upset?" And then you look and say, "Well, whose fault is that?" So there was a quality of dignity, and the surrender that was asked was to be present for the way things are.